Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And with me today, I have Haley Zimmerman. Welcome, Haley.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, is it true that your first cousin is Bailey Zimmerman? Is that true or false?
I like to claim it, but it's actually false.
Yeah, that guy can sing. Now, Bailey Zimmerman, you know, came on the air and his song's coming on, did you have people come up to you and say, hey, are you related to that guy?
All the time. All the time. Oh, yeah. And then I was like, oh, well,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I would love to be. Give me some free concert tickets, maybe, you know?
Actually, we saw him in concert about a year and a half ago, two years ago, at the Stifle.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin was playing in front of him, and we went and saw him. So Haley, you're in the insurance business now.
Yes, now yes. I am.
You evolved into it.
Yeah.
Did you you grew up here in Jerseyville?
Yeah.
Or where?
Grew up in Jerseyville and Rosedale, so my parents were split, and grew up both places.
I see. Mm-hmm. Went to high school here?
Yes, sir.
And then right out of high school, what'd you do?
So I went to Lewis and Clark, studied some business. Once I completed that, I moved on to car sales. So I did car sales at Quality in Jerseyville for about 2 years.
I see. Now you wanted to go in business. Why business? Why'd you want to go in business? I thought you would go into modeling or something like that.
No, I'm too short. Unfortunately, I don't meet the height requirement. But so my dad was a business owner, and I just always felt like I should do more. I was capable of more, and I really wanted that for myself. To be my own boss just seemed like the coolest thing in the world, you know?
Yeah, what'd your dad do?
So he owned BMP Construction with Butch Cannon, and now Butch Cannon runs it full. They had that together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your dad, the B, was he the B?
Yeah, I think, so it was like BMP, and originally, and it was like Paul or something. So then, so the logos were all weird. The initials didn't even match, but they just rocked it for the years.
So when he was in a roofing business, mm-hmm. did you have to go and like pick up shingles and stuff? You did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was ground crew. So yeah. I would get like the little magnet and roll the magnets, collect all the nails, make sure they were not in people's yards all that stuff. Yeah.
You have any brothers or sisters?
I have a little brother.
Okay. What's he doing?
So he actually works at the donut shop here in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been making donuts, doing that thing, and he loves it.
He does.
They're phenomenal. I love that he works there because I get some snacks occasionally.
Is that Mr. Donut? Big Donut?
Big Boy's Donuts,
Big Boy's
yes.
Donut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see. And he's got to get up early, right?
So he works the night shift, so he does overnights, which is also, like, crazy. I like my sleep. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah. What's his name?
His name is Lucas. Lucas Goggins.
Okay. How about your mom? What's your mom do?
So she works at the health department. She does home health. So she's super honorable. She takes care of people.
I see.
In their homes to make sure they're able to stay there instead of going to the assisted living and things like that.
Oh,
she's
okay.
done that for about 28 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. So you wanted to go into business. You went to business school and then went to Lewis and Clark. And then your first job out of Lewis and Clark with your business degree, what'd you do?
Car sales.
Okay, car sales.
Yeah.
Okay. Then from car sales, where'd you go?
So from there, I went to a coffee shop. I've always loved coffee, of course. And so I thought it'd be really fun just to learn coffee.
What do you mean, of course? What do you mean, of course?
I guess I drink it every day.
Like, you do?
Yeah.
I mean, I do too. I love coffee.
Yeah, and I'll drink it till like at least 2 to 3 because it's my favorite.
I drink it more than that. Do you drink your coffee black or do you put stuff in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get more caffeine that way. So that's my goal.
So you worked at the Germania coffee shop?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. The one in Godfrey.
Okay. And did you learn a lot about coffee?
I did. Oh, I learned everything about coffee. It was way more than I ever thought I would learn. It was super in depth, but also just the people that you meet, people I worked with were amazing. The customers were also amazing. Yeah. So just getting that experience, but I did it for about a year and then I was done. I've learned my coffee and I was like, okay, I want to go on to something a little bit more important.
Yeah. So what was next?
Insurance.
Insurance?
Yeah.
for which company?
So for Farmers.
For Farmers.
Yep.
Okay. So you got right out of the gate, went right into Farmers. Did you have to go to school or something to learn insurance?
So,
how'd you do that?
Yeah, it's an online course. We learned to get certified. So there's your property, casualty, life, and health. And I took those over the course of 2 weeks and got my license and then started under an agent in Carrollton. And that agency unfortunately dissolved. So I was going to actually go to a different insurance company and had another interview. And Farmers called me and were like, hey, we'd really like to kind of keep you in-house. So I worked under another agent, Jacob Warden, out of Alton, Illinois. And he took me through the Protégé program. I learned under him and was able to open my own agency once
That's
I completed it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're pretty young, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. To have is that unusual for someone as young as you to be an agent, like, you know, have your own company in the town?
A little bit. I think I'm one of the youngest. I'm a group of the youngest agency owners through our Farmers district. But, I mean, everybody ranges from, like, 25 onward, pretty much.
I'll ask you this, and you may know or may not know, but what is the percentage of women-owned agencies in Farmers? Do you know? I mean, I would say it'd be a little, I don't know that many owners, agents.
Yeah, so it's not very many. I think in our district, I think we have between like 5 or 7, but there's a huge advantage, you know, to kind of tackling that industry with you being the only woman. You know, I think we have like a different perspective and are able to provide a little bit more in-depth care.
Well,
you're
smarter.
I wasn't going to go
smarter.
That far. But
I mean, I think I'm smart till I get around my wife and then she straightens me out on stuff, you know?
So, right.
I mean, yeah, you know what you're talking about. I thought I knew what I was talking about, but I don't. I am wrong so many times. Yeah. So, yes, having a woman in charge makes a lot of sense.
See, I think so. I like to say so.
So, as an insurance agent, where are you located?
So I'm located right here in Jerseyville off State Street. So we are at 107 North State, and we are Suite 1. So we're up 23 steps, to be exact.
23 steps.
23 steps. Yeah, I've counted them.
So it's a little bit of a workout.
Yeah.
You have to do the steps.
Yeah, it's like it's a mini workout every day.
Yeah. Now, are you in the engineer's office above that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, directly above Bartlett and West.
Bartlett and West, right. Got a nice view?
I do. I have the most windows.
I'm
not on State Street. I'm on the back corner because I wanted the most windows.
Oh.
So we have like 5 windows in our office. Perfect for plants and a good mood. So,
yeah, windows are great.
They are.
You notice we don't have any here at the station. But, you know, I was like, but we still have a good time.
Yes.
We don't have windows. But we don't have any plants either.
See, that helps. Yeah, then you don't need the window.
Okay, so what are some of the insurances? What do you cover? Like, what do you like to do? Or what's in your wheelhouse at Farmers Insurance?
So, better question is what we can't cover.
Oh, yeah.
I would say. So we cover almost everything you can imagine. We do home. Auto is our primary focus.
Home just and auto.
Yeah, just because most people are looking for home and auto all the time.
Yeah, everybody's got a home. Well, maybe they don't have a home, but they rent a home. But there's always, you got to live in a home. And most people have an auto or something that you have to insure. You know, on auto insurance, okay, you can have just liability or you can have full, what is it? What do you call that when you have full insurance? Comprehensive or what is it?
Comprehensive and collision is typically, that's what we would consider full coverage. And you can also add on things like $100 glass deductible. You can add on roadside assistance, standard or enhanced, you know, like parts, anything like that. Those are just additional coverage we can always add on to.
Okay. What is the most common insurance that people have on their vehicles?
I say the 100, 300 is our most, we want to make sure that you're hitting that on your liability limits. And so that 100, 300 means like $100,000 max payout per person, and then 300,000 max payout per accident. Those are what your liability limits mean. So if you have 5,100, it's the same token there. And then, of course, we always recommend comp and collision just because you never know. Life happens. So comp is going to be any moving object hitting you. So
that's
like that's
comprehensive.
When you're deer.
Mm-hmm. Any moving object hitting you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
One time, just insurance stories.
Yeah.
I was driving down the road, minding my own business, and I was like on the other side of Grafton, heading, you know, like towards Delhi.
Oh.
And out of nowhere, mm-hmm. all right, a tree branch falls out of the tree and hits me right in the windshield.
Are you serious?
Of all the places, I happen to be there. Okay.
What are the odds of that?
I know. What are the odds of that happening? So I guess that would be comprehensive.
Yes. Yeah. That's you're absolutely right. Oh, my gosh. That's absolutely terrifying, though. I can't imagine. So you're just driving along.
Just driving.
Doing your thing.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know.
A tree branch comes down and hits me.
Are you okay?
It was fine.
Good.
You know, but I guess it was better to hit it in the windshield than to hit it someplace else where I'd have to have a new paint job, you know,
replace the window. It could have went through the window.
Yeah. Speaking of windows,
yeah.
It seems like glass gets broke a lot.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Especially in our area.
Yeah. Usually, is that comprehensive then, the windshield?
Mm-hmm. It would fall under a comp claim.
Is there usually a deductible on that? Or what do you recommend?
So with your comp,
I say this only because we were on vacation like a few months ago. We were in mm-hmm. Yellowstone driving.
Oh.
And my wife, she doesn't usually tailgate, but for whatever reason, she was, you know, pretty close. A rock flips up, hits the glass, and, you know, it's like now we got a little crack forming in our glass. But now insurance-wise, usually would you what kind of a deductible? What's usual deductible or something like that?
So it would be your standard comp deductible. So whatever you have for your comprehensive, most people carry $500 deductibles, unless you had the added coverage of just the $100 glass deductible, which would then make it $100 flat and you get a whole new windshield.
Oh, that sounds like a nice one.
It's a nice deal.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Haley Zimmerman. May or may not be related to Bailey Zimmerman, but Haley Zimmer's with us. She is the Farmers Insurance Agent here in downtown Jerseyville on State Street with the most windows of any office probably in town.
I like that.
One thing about insurance is, wow, we have had so many roof claims in Jerseyville. It's been crazy, hasn't it?
It has been.
All the roofing going on left and right. Did you have some claims there?
We did. We had quite a few claims. I mean, it's like the hail went straight through Jerseyville, you know, like just wiped it out. So we did have quite a few claims get fixed. But all that means is that everybody has new roofs now. So that's great.
Yeah.
Everybody's in good condition.
Back to just like, let's say you have a fender bender,
mm-hmm.
okay? Maybe somebody, you know, hits you by accident.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very, you know, but it is, you know, I mean, it doesn't total it out or nothing, but it does create some damage. What do you recommend? Should you report that? What should you do?
Always call your agent first. I mean, of course, call the police, get that involved.
Even if it's a little minor something?
I always recommend a police report just to cover yourself and the other person because they could essentially go back and make another police report and false, you know. So it would just be better off. I always recommend to have a police come make that report. And then you can choose if you want to submit that claim, go on for it or not. But I would always recommend calling your agent prior to submitting any claims because they'll go over things like your coverages, your deductibles that are vitally important prior
to. Do you usually decide right then whose fault it is? Like, I mean, if you're sitting there parked and somebody hits you, you know whose fault it is.
Right. Yeah. The police is going to note that.
So the police determine it.
Yeah. Right. That police report comes in really handy for us.
Okay.
And if there is no police report, it's going to be off just hearsay. So it can get a little bit stickier.
Liability insurance. Let's touch on liability, you know, for home and auto. Very necessary, and it's really pretty cheap, right?
Yeah, it really is.
But you got to have it. What do you recommend on that?
So every home policy we build out is going to be a $500,000 liability limit. So we always recommend $500,000. If your home is worth more than $500,000, we suggest the minimum of $1 million liability limit there. Because if anybody takes litigation towards you, that's the first thing they're going to go after.
They're going to go after your house.
Yeah.
So
We want to make sure you're covered.
And usually that's not that expensive, is it?
No, it's pennies on the dollar compared to most coverages. I mean, on average, it'll maybe be like $2 to $3 a month.
$2 to $3 a month to have $500,000 worth of insurance?
Yeah.
Wow. And you go $4 and you got $1 million.
Oh, yeah. You can go up to $2 if you want.
Yeah. So, liability, got to have that.
Yeah.
Is there any other insurances that maybe people need to think about having other than liability, comprehensive, anything that I'm not aware of?
I think life insurance is pretty vital today. So a lot of people forget whenever you buy a new home, right? So we offer what's called like mortgage protection life policies. So it's going to be a term policy and we can break it down into a certain amount, certain years. Well, they'll fall off to make sure that your mortgage is protected. So if you or your spouse were to pass away, we can almost write policies on both people. That'll ensure that the house is paid off and your spouse is not losing the home after they just lost you. Then they're able to grieve and kind of go through that process. And we also offer indexed universal lives, which they play off the stock market very minimally, but they're great for kids. You start them young and they'll have huge, huge value by the time
they're old. So you have a life insurance policy on your child and you're paying for it, but that money is getting invested as well as the protection. Okay.
Yep, and it has a 1% floor, so you'll never lose money on it. Everything that you invest, you will make more.
Okay, so you're going to get all that back eventually.
Yep.
Or the kid, when they grow up, can they cash it in? Is that it?
They could. So whenever we build out the IULs, we'll have a whole breakdown of what it'll look like if you cash the policy in at 20 years, if you cash it in at 30 years, or you just keep it. So if they continue to make the payments or if they stop the payments, there's a million different options and we can customize it to best fit your needs.
Okay, I'm going to show people how smart you are about insurance, right? So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
All right, okay. Earthquake insurance. What do you recommend? Earthquake or not? You know, is there really a chance to have an earthquake around here or not?
It's tricky. So we've seen more and more natural disasters over the last couple of years. So it's not to say it's completely out of pocket, but typical earthquake coverage is going to make sure that, I mean, it'll be a 10% deductible, which that 10% is of your dwelling reconstruction cost. So whatever your home cost to rebuild is going to be 10% of that. So if it costs $450,000, it's going to be $45,000 deductible.
Okay.
You know, to submit your claim there. And also typically, it'll be every house on the block will have to be affected before you can submit your claim. So we don't really see it. I don't know if it's necessary, but I don't think that it's not necessary. You know, it's
like how much would it cost to have it?
About $10 a month.
Okay.
About 10 to 12.
And you know, we were talking before the show and you were saying that you can get pet insurance. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work? You know, because, I mean, what if I wanted to insure a pet that I didn't like? Right. I mean, you do that. You're like, you make sure, like, the homeowner, you say you have to meet with them, meet your pet, make sure everything's cool between the pet and the owner.
I've not thought about that, Chris. I've not. But maybe we should start doing home visits for the pet insurance.
How does that work, pet insurance? I got a dog. I mean, what's it worth? Is it like what it's worth to me?
So
or what?
They'll do, essentially, we can look at what kind of coverages you want. If you want essential vet care coverages, if you, you know, you want emergency coverage only.
Okay, I was thinking it was life insurance.
Which it kind of is. You know, you want to keep it alive.
Yeah, I can see some people making some money off of
insurance. Yeah, I can see that. And I can see that. I get a little sticky. I personally carry emergency insurance, pet insurance on my dog, Winston. He's an absolute wild child.
Yeah.
And it's only $110 for the full year, but it'll protect him up to 80% of any emergency vet costs that we have to go to. So it really does help for those emergencies.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's in today's world, pets, they go to the vet, you know, I mean, and it's not cheap to get your pet taken care of. It's almost as expensive as going to the hospital. Right?
It is.
Well, it is pet hospital. Right? And it does take, you know, it's time, it's money. They get, you know, they do surgeries on them and do all this stuff to take care of the pets that, like, you know, when I was growing up, you know, pets didn't, they just didn't get any much health care. Our pets didn't get any health care. Yeah, too bad.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, that was in Hardin.
Okay. Yeah, it was a little different. That's, well, years ago, you know, and the world was so different then, and now everybody loves their dog, and people will spend so much money on their pets. Like, I know I do. I'll go broke making sure my dog stays alive if he was hurt, so.
Pets have replaced children.
Yes, they have. They have.
They don't talk back.
No, they don't. They really don't. And they're way less stressed. I feel like I don't have any kids yet, but I feel like mine are less stressed.
Well, we don't have any grandchildren, but we have one on the way. But we've had a grand dog for about 4 or 5 years. So,
well, congratulations to both. You know, that's amazing.
Yes. I mean, our grand dog gets more pets at Christmas or more gifts at Christmas time than anybody else does, you know. So
they're the funnest to buy for.
Yeah. One other thing I want to bring up before we run out of time is these e-bikes, these electric bikes, all right? You got to watch out for electric bikes. Everybody's riding them these days. Mm-hmm. You can't hear them coming. They're going on the streets. They're going on the sidewalks. It's like for me, I have to... Because sometimes I drive and I'm thinking I got the radio playing on WJBM,
right.
And I need to pay attention to what I'm doing because these e-bikes, you know, they come out of nowhere. And, boy, that'd be terrible, you know, to have a wreck with an e-bike. But what's going on with e-bikes as far as having them insured? Because they're expensive now. I know you can pay like $5,000 for an e-bike.
All day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're crazy. So Illinois just passed a law that they will require you to carry and obtain insurance on your e-bike. And we actually go through Foremost, which specializes in all of those kind of specialty vehicles. So we can get that covered for you as well, but it will be mandatory to have those covered.
So how about if you're on an e-bike and you hit a car? Do you have insurance for that?
So, yeah, like that's what we would cover for. But right now, most people don't have anything. They're just riding uninsured. Like my brother has one and he doesn't have any insurance because it wasn't required, you know? So people are just out here. It was a new thing. People didn't know. And it's turning out to be a little bit more of an issue.
When I was growing up, the lady next door, she had a little office. I don't know what she did, something about licensing or something. And I would have to go to the bank for her every day. My sister, I had a twin sister, and we traded off 1 week. I'd go, and you know, at lunchtime, we'd go there, get her stuff, take it to the bank, you know, and we'd ride our bikes, you know, and we're about 5-6 blocks away. One day, I was like cutting through the alley, right, and my brakes went out, and I hit a car right in the side. I was like, oh, man, you know. So I go in the bank. Do my banking, and I go, do you know whose car's sitting out front? Oh, that's Myrtle's car. I'm like, I just hit it. You know, she's like, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. So you got off scot-free.
You got off scot-free, yeah. But it can happen.
Yeah.
You can hit vehicles with regular bikes.
Right. You know,
so electric bikes.
Let alone,
you really hit them.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you survived that incident. That could have been terrible.
Well, I actually got, you know, I was a kid, you know, maybe a year later, a year before, I don't know what it was. I got hit by a car on my bike. And I got thrown. The car was coming out of the local grocery store's parking lot, and it was coming out. And I was riding down the sidewalk. Boom, hit me. Threw me all the way into the middle of the street, right?
Yeah.
And I get up, and I gather myself, and the person comes out, oh, are you okay? I'm like, I'm good. And I got on my bike and pedaled as fast as I could because I was in the neighborhood. I was out of my limits. I was more worried about getting in trouble, you know, like for my mom. Like,
oh my gosh.
You weren't supposed to be that far away from the house. I'm like, so I've never said a word about it, but till now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, don't tell mom. And I don't know. The bikes might not be your best friend.
Yeah. I should probably stay away from bikes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what? We've ran out of time.
Okay.
Believe it or not. So, Haley, Thanks so much. Haley Zimmerman, your farmer's insurance agent, new to town, are you taking on customers?
Oh,
new
yeah.
Customers every
all of
day?
Them. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
How do they find you?
They can call me at 618-298-6564 or stop by the office. Monday through Friday, we're open 8:30 to 5:30. And the location is 107 North State Street in Jerseyville, Illinois.
And it's right above Bartlett West.
Yep. Right. Yep, the little small doorway.
So if I can't do steps, what do I do? Call up, you'll come down?
Yes, absolutely. Please don't come up the steps if you don't want to, because there are 23 of them.
All right. Well, Bailey, thanks so much for coming in. It's been fun. Enjoyed your stories.
Oh, good. Thank you. I've enjoyed your time. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
You too.